Introduction. My outdoor journey probably began a lot like yours. I didn't have hundreds of acres to hunt, or access to the kind of deer you see hanging in a trophy room. In the beginning, I hunted on public land, and I knocked on a lot of doors, just to have a place to go. I did everything I could on my own, with a very small budget. Why? Because I loved all things outdoors, and I still do. Through years of hard work, Karen and I now have a piece of ground in Iowa, where, I'm not going to lie, the deer are huge. I'm living the dream, but it didn't come easy. Nothing worth having usually does. My family and I have a television show called Raised Hunting, which allows us to share a passion for the outdoors with others. This book is our journey. I'm inviting you to go behind the scenes and learn what it's like to be a part of the Raised Hunting family. Every bow hunter knows what it means to pull back the bow and reach full draw. You're poised to make the shot. Hit or miss, you've done everything possible to position yourself for success. The hunt is the adventure, but you'll never reach the ultimate goal of taking an animal till you reach a full draw position. In life, you can position yourself to succeed in the stuff that really matters. You can learn to live at full draw. In the following chapters, you're going to be taking places most people only dream about. You'll find that most of the time, it wasn't the killing of an animal that changed our lives, but that I got to hug my wife on the side of a mountain or watch an amazing sunset with my boys. Sharing those moments meant more than any antler ever will. Everyone has at least one inherent gift from God, something unique to that individual. Recognizing and embracing our gifts will determine if we struggle or move on fairly well. I discovered pretty early in my life that I've been given a gift to hunt, a gift not just for my family and me to enjoy, but to share. That's why we have a television show and why we have written this book. I've learned in my 50 years that true fulfillment is a successful life, not a successful hunt. But if you can find a way to bring those two together, you've got something to smile about. You can learn to be a great hunter, but you can also learn to be a great dad, spouse, friend, and child of God. Life, like hunting, is best when I give it my full effort. You too can live at full draw in both life and on the hunt. Are you ready? What to expect? Every chapter is broken down into 5 easy-to-follow sections. Each is designed to help you get to full draw spiritually, physically, mentally, and on the hunt. Listen to each section carefully and use the information illustrated in my family's outdoor adventures to help you be your best. On the hunt, if you like the Raised Hunting television program, you'll love this. Join Karen and me as we take you behind the scenes on some of our most memorable experiences in the outdoors. We also share details about our family life, details that aren't included in the show. Beyond the hunt, spending time in the outdoors has taught us that everything we do can reveal a life lesson. Things that make us good hunters are often the same things that make us a good spouse, parents, and friends. Karen and I are Christians, and our faith is very important to us. Here we offer our best advice about how to take your life to the next level. Anchor points. The most crucial part of a shot isn't drawing back your bow. It's the anchor point. If you're not anchored in precisely the same spot every time, your arrow will likely miss the target. Your success depends on a fixed anchor. Each chapter has a summary of points that will help you remember key details. Use these anchor points to position yourself for success. Confession fire. Sometimes at our hunting camps, we have what we call confession fire. Here you can say whatever is on your mind without judgment. In this book, I suggest using this section as a journal. I encourage you to answer the questions provided.